It didn't take me long to hook it.
Yeah.
And of course, once I got, I've had people also to follow me.
Ooh.
Never had one try to run me off the road, but I've had them follow me for, 6-8 miles back this way.
Yikes.
Yeah, it has its downside, believe me.
Farming is much better.
It's much safer.
Yeah.
And if you have to get up at night to irrigate, when you get done, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to bed. That business, you get home in bed and asleep, here comes another call.
Oh, God, call him.
Oh, yeah, all hours of the night.
That's rough.
Three or four calls a night sometimes. Huh?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be working that much. That's ridiculous.
Very seldom I slept very much in the daytime, and I'd make as high as 3 or 4 calls at night.
Mm-hmm.
And from here to Sunland Park, driving time, the quickest I've made it is 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes to hook up, and if the police have got all the paperwork ready where you can just sign it and go, that's fine. If you don't, you got to wait on them.
Mm-hmm.
Then from Sunland Park, back to the yard in Anthony, back it in a spot, unhook it, and come back home. You've got an hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours, something like that.
Yeah, I bet it's hard to go to sleep after that.
Yeah, especially if you've had one of those real nerve-bending type calls.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Tough business.
It's a tough business, it really is. And the sleep business is for a young man, it's not for an old man.
That's right. That's right.
Go ahead, let's go for words.
Yeah, let's see if I can get some more words here. The round enclosure that the horses are, might have a lot of horses in a round enclosure. What do you call that round enclosure?
Round corral?
Mm-hmm. And you put a cow out to
pasture?
Mm-hmm. You grow crops in a...
Grow crops in a field?
Mm-hmm. A farmer keeps hay in a...
barn?
Mm-hmm. What would a farmer keep corn in?
Well, there's corn cribs, there's...
Do people have corn cribs out here?
No. No, there's...
It's too dry, isn't it?
There's not any corn raised for grain in this area.
Oh, okay.
All the corn you see here is grown for silage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can also keep corn in a silo.
Okay.
That's green chopped corn. You know what they do? They green chop it?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. They just shred it up?
Yeah, it's chopped. They like to cut it about 3/8 of an inch, the stalk.
Mm-hmm.
Piece is about 3 inches of an inch long. When you cut it that fine, why, it pulverizes it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ear, stalk, leaf, the whole thing. They just, the machine just cuts it off at the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
gobbles it up.
Yeah, I bet that's a high yield, yeah.
Yeah, you can get